open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Live and on location, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in, touchdown!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Broadcasting from the Revel Wireless Store at Cam's Corner in West Park, 17472, the address you want to come out and visit us. Hanford Top Dog Dixon is here, and we'll be here for the full hour. We got some nice folks standing around enjoying the festivities here, which is basically the fact that we are part of Revel, our partner. They're one of our associate sponsors, and happy to have them aboard with us. The first of several remote broadcasts that we're going to do from Revel locations. Of course, the conversation is about free agency. That starts now in 4 days. March 12th, Tuesday, it will kick off. 4 p.m. is when it all begins, and we'll see what the Browns are doing. And Hanford Dixon is with me now. And first of all, Hanford, welcome.
Well, thank you, partner. You know, it's always a pleasure to be here with you.
And I know you've become part of the Revel family today, officially.
You know what? It's always good to see everybody here at Revel. I mean, they just do such a great, great job.
They
and
do.
I'm just glad to be part of it, because when you look at it, Vic, it's just a perfect fit. I mean, these guys. I mean, they offer unlimited talk, unlimited text, unlimited data, you know, coast-to-coast network.
Sell it, baby. You're
good.
Yeah,
and you know what? The best part about it, there is no contract. I mean, that's the best part, I think, about Revel. And you'd be crazy not to come out here and just check them out. And, again, we will be here for the full hour, but it doesn't matter. They have stores everywhere. I was just down at the store on Carnegie the other day.
Okay.
And, you know, I went in there giving them a hard time.
Yeah, I
absolutely love Revel.
Well, you know, you bring up the word contract, and that actually, there are no contracts involving Revel. There are contracts in the National Football League, and a lot of them will be signed in the coming days as teams try to figure out who they're going to keep, who they're going to let go, who's going to be in there in the free agent market, who the Browns will pursue.
Well, and I was going to ask you, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, you said 4 days, but also at midnight now, or at midnight, are they allowed to talk to the agent?
There's a period of time where you can talk to the unrestricted guys.
Okay.
I mean, the restricted guys, and there's levels of free agency, as you know, and guys who are in the wide open period, there's like a 3-day window of negotiation to give teams sort of that running start to see if you can work something out with a guy that maybe you retain.
And you know what I say, Vic, because I think coming out this year, I think it's pretty much a buyer's market. I mean, that's just the way I feel about this whole thing.
Sure.
And you know, maybe it's probably going to be like the other sports, because probably when they actually can sign, they probably already will be signed.
No, that's true. And I think that's the thing. Teams that if you're talking about a guy today who hasn't been signed to an extended deal, then he's probably going to be out there. Now, for the Browns' sake, you hope those names are guys like Paul Kruger, you know, the outside linebacker who could, from the Baltimore Ravens, who could enhance the Browns' 3-4 defense potentially. You hope that perhaps a cornerback or two is out there, your favorite position, because that, we know, is an area of need. And what I suspect, Hanford, is that the Browns go into this period, this free agency period, looking to address what they need to do to help enhance, make this 3-4 scheme, this front seven, what it should be, what it needs to be. I think the good news is I don't see a whole-scale rebuilding, because I think the defensive line, would you agree, the defensive line, there's enough to work with there that I think they can be satisfied with that.
Well, when you look at our football team, Vic, in my opinion, I just think our defensive line is one of the strengths of this football team. You know, we have a lot of talent right there. Obviously, what we're going to do is we're going to probably change over and run a lot of the 3-4. But when you look at our team, the strength is the defensive line. And you talked about the cornerbacks. Obviously, we have Joe Hayton, you know, but there are some guys out there. There's a Kerry Williams. There's a Toler. There is some corners out there that we can get. And obviously, you're talking about the linebackers. Kruger from the Baltimore Ravens is available. I think he's a great, great talent. Obviously, we know he can rush the pass rusher, but I think there's some question marks on him as far as his run-stopping ability. And then you always wonder, because, you know, Ozzie is a good friend of mine, and I always wonder, I say, well, why did Ozzie put the franchise tag on him, or why didn't
why is he available?
Why is he available?
I think you asked that question. That's a great point, because you asked that question with every free agent who hits the market. Why, if this guy is, as you say, any good, if this guy's got the goods as a player, why is he out there? Now, you could say in relative terms, well, the other team is loaded enough that they've got surplus, and you can afford to let a guy be available for teams that don't have as much in the way of talent. That's one way of thinking about it. But in truth, it almost never works out that way. I think the approach to free agency is still about specific addressing, you know, selective signing. You don't go into it hog wild.
Right.
Now we're just going to sign everybody we can, open up the vaults, Jimmy Haslam, you know, just turn over the cash and let it flow. That's what I think people think it is, and it's really not that, because that way gets you in more trouble than it does help you.
Well, I'm sitting here laughing because, you know, another one of the strong points on our football team, I think it's becoming a strong point, is our offensive line. And I'm thinking of a kid who's out there that you know a lot about, coming from your, I think his name is Andy Levitre
from Buffalo. Yeah.
And I know you know a lot about him. Outstanding player, Vic.
He has solid, solid offensive lineman. Will command, I think, a lot of attention in the open market.
And he's our type of guy.
He is. He would be, I think, a really good fit for this team. There's no doubt when you look at that. And, look, people want to know. We get questions and comments to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. And, of course, I'm able to pluck these questions off with the help of my Rebel Wireless, Samsung Galaxy S phone, that the folks here were so kind to provide. Ryan from Twitter mentions Paul Kruger. You just talked about him. Mike Wallace, the receiver from the Steelers. Andre Smith, offensive lineman for the Bengals. He said those are the three names he'd like to see the Browns get. Now, it's conceivable that they could do just that. But here's my thinking. Of the three guys, I think Kruger, I put in priority because where Kruger fits for this club, you could make the argument for O-line, yeah, but I'm comfortable enough with the O-line to say that if they dealt with a defensive player or two, outside linebacker, corner, that's great. That's not among the names he mentioned. I'm still back and forth on Wallace. I'm not as comfortable about Wallace as I am with Kruger.
Well, and when you look at Wallace, I mean, you're talking about a kid that's probably want to demand somewhere in that $12 million a year range. And I think one of the teams that's really going to make a big push and make a big run for him is probably going to be the Miami Dolphins. I think they're going to be right there in the market for his services.
Right.
Do I think he's a $12 million guy? No. Do I think he's a great wide receiver? Do I think he fits right into the system that Norv Turner is bringing here? I think absolutely, but not a $12 million guy.
And I think that's the dynamic to look at. If you're spending that kind of money on a player, remember this, there's a difference-making dynamic with what you spend, too, in terms of your salary structure, in terms of how it affects other players. And you've got young players that on this team that I think are going to be part of this team's future. You have to factor that in as well. The job of signing players isn't just about the here and now. It's also projecting what you're going to have to do in 2 or 3 years from now and more.
And I agree with you, and I think what we're probably going to do is we're probably going to make that splash out there. We're going to get a couple players, but also what we're going to do is we're going to pick up a lot of players that we need on the second wave.
Sure.
I mean, we can use a tight end. I mean, that's another position. But, again, there's pressing needs. You and I both agree upon
throughout
that we need first before we go in that direction.
There's no doubt. It's about prioritizing. All right, we're just getting this thing started. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the Revel Wireless store at Cam's Corner. And we appreciate the fact that you want to come out and see us. 17472 Lorraine Avenue is the address. Come on out and be a part of this. We've got a lot of good folks here. Yes,
and I was going to tell you, did I tell you my Revel phone, I get almost 3 hours of battery life?
See, that was a big issue you had previously with your unmentioned previous phone. You got a lot of battery life.
You got it, partner.
And you do a lot of chat.
You do a lot of chat.
You're a chatty talking guy. Chomps, by the way, is here.
Browns mascot.
Doing a fist bump with Hanford. So come out and see Chomps and Hanford as well. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
If It's auto show time, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Right now, lease a new Focus or Fiesta for $139 a month. Your choice, Focus or Fiesta, only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you finance guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Looking for real value for your health insurance dollar? Look no further than Value Plus individual health insurance plans from Medical Mutual. Value Plus plans offer access to preventive care like immunizations and blood pressure and cholesterol screenings, paid for at 100%. Plus, Medical Mutual will cover your first two doctor's visits at no cost to you. For valuable information on their Value Plus plans, visit MedMutual.com, official health insurer of the Cleveland Browns.
See that dunk last night?
Yeah, you?
I got it on my phone.
I got it on mine.
Oh! I gotta post that.
Bam, just did.
Oh! Wish I could afford tickets to the next game, though.
Just bought mine, because Rebel saves me more. Oh!
Rebel Wireless brings you unlimited everything, so you can watch, share, and save with no contracts. Right now, purchase any smartphone and get a free month. Rebel, come save with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
At Advance Auto Parts, we give you deals. And now, money. That's the Advance Advantage. Get a 5-plus quart jug, a Pennzoil Platinum full synthetic oil, plus a K&N filter for just $29.99. Then, get a $10 Amex Rewards card by mail. It's like getting a full synthetic oil change for just $19.99. And that's pretty stinking good. That's the Advance Advantage. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details. Mail-in rebate void where prohibited.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light
Replace. Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states. So we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
It's deer season, and that can mean only one thing. Huge savings on new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Get 0% financing or choose big cash savings. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends April 30th, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit one of Shearer Equipment's 7 locations for great savings and service. Or find us at shearerequipment.com and myjohndeeredealer.com.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you from the Rebel Wireless Store at Cam's Corner in West Park. 17472 Lorraine Avenue is the address. Come on down and see us. Hanford Top Dog Dixon is here for this full hour. And we are going to, of course, answer your questions and your comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. The Browns Daily Twitter handle at Browns_Daily. We'll have some photos from our event that are being posted right now, our remote broadcast here. You can email us, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. You can hit us on the voicemail line, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. And we encourage you to flood us with your questions and comments. And you have Chris from email asks, what are the chances of the Browns getting the stud corner D. Milner from Alabama over Detroit in the draft? Do you know how high Detroit is on Milner as opposed to, say, Jarvis Jones, who, of course, is going to give them an edge rusher? You know, I'd say, Chris, that they have such a pressing need there. It's hard for me to envision Milner getting past the Lions. It's hard for me to envision him getting past the Eagles, the two teams that are picking before the Browns at 6. It really is, because they both have a pressing need for a cornerback, and it just seems to me that it's going to be a little bit of a, it's going to be a big challenge to do that. And I don't see, and I've heard this scenario brought up, okay, what about the chances of the Browns doing what they did last year, trading up or making a move to get ahead of one of those teams to get D. Milner? And I wouldn't rule it out. You don't rule out anything. And this is you know, I you don't really know fully the patterns of the particular group of decision makers this team has because we haven't seen them in action here. But Joe Banner's been in action for 19 years before this with the Philadelphia Eagles. His history is that of a guy who trades down, is a guy who looks for deals that accumulate extra picks and still puts you in a position to get a player you want. If anything, if the Browns do any movement from six, I see it in a downward direction with the idea of accumulating an extra pick and then targeting a player that they want in that first round. And I still say that the priority is as important as corner is, Chris, as important, as critical as it is, I would still say that it is the edge pass rusher, the outside linebacker that this football team wants to have and add to its, you know, add to its roster. Let's go to Trigger from Twitter. And Trigger says, Geno Smith, he addresses this to Geno, but he says, you killed at the combine. Hope to see you in brown and orange with the Browns offense this fall. Yeah, we had some sound from Geno Smith on last night's show. Terrific guy to listen to and bright player who had a very uneven, to say the least, final season at West Virginia. It was a very, you know, to use the word up and down, there was a lot of down to it. I mean, he started off red hot. He was on fire to begin with, and then it trailed off significantly for him. The move to the Big 12 was brought up. The fact that this team, this West Virginia team, moved to a new conference, to a new league, and involved itself in extensive travel, upwards of like 1,700 miles of trips, when you talk about where they had to go to play their games. Now, that sounds like an excuse, but I think there's some legitimacy to a player and to a team, and this wasn't just true for Geno Smith, it was true for a lot of guys. They also had some issues, you know, with the running game, with some injuries there, and he talked about this to some extent. I don't know that it explains everything. You said he killed at the combine. I thought he was okay. I didn't know that any quarterback actually killed there. I thought the quarterback group as a whole was kind of ordinary at the combine. I didn't think there was anything really special that forced people to say, okay, a quarterback is going to command a high pick in this draft, and that I think for the most part, quarterbacks are going to, they're going to get picked. Geno Smith will get picked. Perhaps he'll be the first quarterback selected, but will it be, where will it be, and is there a first-round grade on any of these guys? I think the pro days, which are coming up for Geno Smith and Ryan Nassib just had his at Syracuse, I think those pro days will do plenty to maybe change some minds among the personnel evaluators to see where they are with the quarterbacks. And, of course, Matt Barkley is the one that stands out as, you know, where does he fall? I think figuring out that mystery, if you will, that piece of the puzzle is going to be huge in determining how the quarterbacks come off the board. And I know I've talked with some scouts, not necessarily Brown scouts, but coaches and scouts at the combine, who expressed a level of anticipation about Matt Barkley, wanting to know exactly what he'll be when he's throwing and what he looks like. He's coming off that shoulder injury, and you know, he put off throwing at the combine. There was definitely some skepticism over whether, you know, he was just trying to put himself in the best position, as quarterbacks will do, to have the best possible, the most perfect workout to enhance his stock. And you know, there were those who said, is he real? How hurt is he? You know, how bad is that shoulder now? Because it was suffered something earlier in the fall, and how bad could it have been during the course of, you know, February, in the course of the combine? So we don't know the answer to that. We will when we see him, and I think it's going to affect how we see again this, this team's not only the Browns, but I mean all teams that are interested in quarterbacks. And I do see the Browns getting one somewhere. I do see it happening perhaps in the latter stages of the draft, but it will happen. And I think it'll be to enhance competition. I don't think it's going to be done for the sake of picking a starter. Some people say, well, they've got to still find their starting quarterback somewhere along the line because they're not satisfied with Brandon Whedon. I don't think that's the case. I think the issue is whether there is, first of all, give Whedon competition, but go into the off season with it being Whedon's job to lose based on how he performs and based on how he responds to coaching. Matt from email says that, says, I see reports that safety is an area of need for the Browns this offseason. He talks about Johnson Bademosi, of course, signed as a free agent last year, was a terror on special teams. He said he should be continued to be groomed for the position. But as I see it, there are two candidates in-house, Matt says, that could fill the spot. And he brings up Sheldon Brown and Josh Cripps. Moving an aging corner to safety isn't unheard of, referring to Brown. Right, that's true. But for me, he says, a more intriguing move is Cribs. And he said he's willing to take a pay cut, on and on. It's a lengthy email, but I'm going to stop here, Matt. I don't see the position switch for either of these guys being the safety solution for the Browns. You don't do that if you're serious about getting a key component to this 3-4 defense. As much as you like both players and see both players involved with this team, I'm thinking the future for the Browns is going to likely be moving on from Josh Cribs and, probably Sheldon Brown as well. He's a long-term veteran. He's given this team a lot of good service in his latter stages of his career after his time with Philadelphia. But he's a corner, and I don't know that the safety position gets covered better by moving him inside. I'm not ruling out anything from a creativity standpoint, but I think instead of trying to get those creative experimental solutions, you go for the guy who's been a true safety for you. You go into free agency and a draft looking to get a true safety to fill that spot. And I do think T.J. Ward is very much a part of an improved secondary in a different role, in a different capacity. I can see him, and when I saw him play at his best under Dick Geron, I can see him doing those special things that you see other safeties do. I don't know that he can play to the level of a Troy Polamalu or an Ed Reed. I'm saying in the use of Ray Horton's defense and his utilization in that defense, where he could be a blitzer, where he could be aggressive, where he could be a rover, where he could be in spots where you have trouble figuring out where he is, opposing quarterbacks figuring out where he is. That's the exact type of thing that I think Ray Horton can do to help make this guy a more effective player for the Browns. All right, we've got much more coming up for you. We're going to hear more from Hanford Dixon, the top dog. We'll get his thoughts on this team, and we'll talk about some other Browns thoughts, free agency thoughts, draft thoughts, the whole works. We're going to do that for you from the Rebel Wireless store as we broadcast live at 17472 Lorraine Avenue in West Park at Cam's Corner. Come out and see us here. For the remaining time, we're here till the top of the hour. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
It's auto show time, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings, like up to $9,000 off a new F-150, or lease one for $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal, only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
and all kinds of other tempting things. Take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, where double dipping is always encouraged. Get saucy with the new 1 pound of breaded boneless with four great lube sauces for a limited time.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey, keep moving!
Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all. Live for now.
And at Vance Auto Parts, we like to win. Who doesn't? Losers, that's who. Everyone wins by saving when they come to Advance. But now, one lucky son of a mama will also win a 2013 Dodge Challenger valued at 56 grand in the Pennzoil Dream Machine giveaway. You can't win if you don't enter. So come to Advance today. You got nothing to lose.
Advance Auto Parts.
No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Void where prohibited. Visit Pennzoil.com/challenger for program rules and to enter.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Call 800-350-HOOVERS. 800-350-HOOVERS. 800-350-HOOVERS.
Hi, gang. Riz here from my club, Medina Country Club. Been a member for years. Love the family atmosphere. Get to play three of the area's top courses, Medina, Shale Creek, and the Quarry for free. Price of one. Become a founding member and pay no initiation fees. Right now, dues not due until May 1st. And get a $400 credit. Call Michelle at 330-416-6802. Listen, it's more affordable than you think. Think Medina CC. 330-416-6802. Medina Country Club.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Got a nice crowd here at the Rebel Wireless Store at 17472 Lorraine Avenue in West Park. And we are broadcasting Cam's Corner. And we're bringing aboard with us now to chat a little bit about Revelous, Rob Ballantyne. He's the Director of Sales for Rebel Wireless. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, glad to have you with us. Rob, I want to talk first of all about just the fact that you've partnered with the Browns and specifically with this show. You're one of our associate sponsors. And just talk about that relationship and why it's important to Rebel.
Well, first of all, Vic, I want to welcome you and Hanford to the Cam's Corner Rebel store. We're really excited to have you here. Everybody at Rebel is really excited. Right, guys?
We appreciate that. All those folks wearing the green shirts, the Rebel shirts, yeah, they got to be really fired up. They do look very happy, by the way. That's a happy crit in their lap. All right, that's good.
Yeah.
You guys are doing something right.
So it's a lot of fun to be associated with the Browns. We're all big fans of Rebel. And this relationship got started last year. And we're just looking forward to seeing it grow.
It absolutely is something that's great for us. We appreciate it immensely. If you can just talk about a little bit about what distinguishes Rebel and what you're trying to, do, what the plan is as you guys, I think, grow, obviously, and talking to other representatives of your company, you're growing very quickly.
Yes, we are. Rebel is really a right product for every customer, but we really find that when we work with our customers, we're saving them a lot of money, and that's really what the foundation of our business is all about. Quite often we find we save customers as much as 50% against the plans that they've carried in the past. We have a nationwide network. We have unlimited talk, unlimited text, unlimited data, and best of all, no contract.
No contract thing seems to be a big deal with people.
It really is, and as we get to work with more and more customers, I think it's kind of interesting to find out how many people who have had contracts their entire lives are suddenly realizing that's really not necessary at all.
Okay.
We can give them everything that the contract carriers can give them at half the cost and no contract.
Works great.
And we're pretty proud of the fact that we can put our product out there, no contract, and people stay with us. So that says a lot.
It does. Rob, we appreciate the association, the partnership, and we look forward to continue for a long, long time.
Thank you very much. So do we.
All right. He is Rob Ballantyne, Director of Sales for Rebel Wireless here. That's right. His crew's got to cheer it up. That's right. And the fans who are here as well. We got a good crowd, again, at the Rebel Wireless store. We bring back with us Hanford Top Dog Dixon to talk more Browns. And You know, Hanford, a lot of what has been discussed over the last several days, and had people raised this question about, you know, whether or not you can go into free agency with a kind of a, in a separate bucket, that if you go into free agency and address certain positions, that either sets your draft plan and that you can't kind of do these things simultaneously. I don't agree with that. I think you can, and I know for a fact that in the building, in Berea, that there's a free agency plan and a draft plan, and they kind of mesh together.
Well, no question about it. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's the way I've always thought about it, and everybody I talk to, that's the way it's always that's always been. I mean, obviously, talking about the Browns, we have a game plan, and, yeah. and whatever that game plan is, we want to address certain needs or attempt to address certain needs in the free agency, and then obviously we'll turn to the draft to try to continue that. But you and I both know, Vic, I mean, it's an exciting time right now. I mean, it really is. We talk football 24/7.
Oh, yes.
We talk football 12 months out of the year. And it's a very, very important time. And what I mean by that is we have an opportunity to take our football team and improve it. And, again, I say it time and time again, we're not far. I mean, we're really not far. Obviously, there's some more pieces to this pie that we need to take care of, and obviously we're going to attempt to do that through free agency and also through the draft.
We've got Brennan who wants to ask this question via email. He says, Vic, what do you think are the Browns' possibilities of taking a linebacker/defensive end that they deem the best pass rusher at number 6, where the Browns pick, then taking Tyrann Mathieu in the third, the guy used to call himself the Honey Badger, in the third round to help at corner. He says, I think he'll be a beast in the league, talking about Mathieu. What do you think of that scenario about, first of all, just your thoughts on Mathieu himself as a player?
Well, I think he's an outstanding player. I really do. I think he's got the potential to really be a good player in this league. Obviously, when you talk about the sixth pick and who we're going to take, I think everybody pretty much takes. I mean, obviously you have your needs, but you're going to take the best available player who's on the board at that particular time. And again, you know, I say it time and time again, the board will change as you go through the draft, because players that you think are going to be there are probably not there, and some players vice versa. So it's probably the best player that is available. That's who we're probably going to take.
But he's an interesting guy. He's had off-field issues.
Oh, yeah.
You know that. Situation involving marijuana and so forth. He did a lot of a mea culpa when he got to the combine and stood up in front of the media. He was, other than Manti Te'o, he was the next guy that people wanted to talk about off-field issues and see how he would address them and handle them. For whatever it's worth, what he did there from a media standpoint, he stood up and said, I want to kind of be this reform guy, this different guy. He got kicked off his LSU team. So he's got a ways to go to kind of get himself back and maybe trusted by teams that would take him, knowing, because the biggest fear is you make that investment and then he's not available to play.
Yeah, but we all know this kid can all those things are right. I mean, but one thing we know, this kid can play. This kid has talent.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a lot of talent, and he's a big-time talent.
Yeah.
And obviously, he's got some problems. I mean, I don't know of there's not many players on a football. A football team is made up of a lot of different components, a lot of different personalities is on that team. And what you just got to make sure is you have guys on that football team. If you bring a guy like that in, you got guys, he surrounds himself with the right people, the people that's going to keep him on the straight and narrow. Because honestly, if this kid stays straight, he could be an asset to somebody's football team.
No, I think that's a legit point, and I think it's fair to say, you know, you can definitely take risks. I mean, you know, but some risks are more calculated than others. It's always, every pick you make, even the whatever you want to call it, the choir boy guy that you get,
right?
Well, the most perfect citizen. There's a risk that when you invest in him, he's got to play.
Right.
He can't just be a guy who sings in the choir.
Well, all right. Well, since you went there, I'm gonna go there. You know, here's what I say. Here's the way I believe.
All right.
You know, you have your choir boys,
yeah,
but you have your thugs. Give me some thugs on this football team.
Well,
let's go play some football.
To a reason. I'm within reason on that. I like the balance of it.
No.
I hear what you're saying. You want somebody who's playing, though.
Yeah. On a serious note, obviously the kid is, he's had some problems. And the kid is, look how young he is. I mean, you hope, and you're right, he is going to be a big investment, but you hope that a kid like that has learned from his mistakes. And he's ready to settle down, and he's ready to take on this NFL.
Right.
I mean, and if we can surround him with the right people, the people to keep him straight, obviously I would love to have him on this football team.
Yeah, and third round might be the right spot, right? I mean, because you think about where he could land, third, fourth, I mean, I've heard even maybe fourth round, but because of those off-field issues, because he gets kicked off his collegiate team, there's a reasonable chance that you could see the Browns having a shot at him there.
Well, and I think it's a no-brainer. I think it's a no-brainer taking him
if he's on the board,
you're going to take him there, because you let a kid like that know, hey, okay, we're taking a chance on you.
Yeah.
Go ahead and prove yourself, and if you prove yourself, then you'll be rewarded later, because Vic, the way it is today, I mean, most of the money is going to be made with these guys with their second contract.
Right.
That's just the way it is, but you're exactly right. If we can get a guy like him in the third, fourth round, it's a no-brainer. You bring him in here, you put him around the right people, hopefully he stays straight, and show the talent that he can play, and let's go.
No, I'm kind of there with you, because as much as I don't want to diminish, I don't want to make a third-round pick sound like nothing, because it's valuable. In fact, your draft is built from three on down. I mean, after the so-called non-premier picks, that's why you build your team.
You know,
you're
I'm
laughing.
Laughing.
What are you laughing
about?
Well,
I'm laughing because I can't wait.
I crack you up a lot.
Well, I can't wait to tell Ozzy what I told you about those. Give me some of those stuff.
Yes, I'm gonna mention that to Ozzy myself at the league meetings.
He's gonna be laughing. He's gonna say, "Don't blame Vic. I'd have been backpedaling too on you."
Exactly. Killing me. No, but in all seriousness, the other scenario, because of how pressing this cornerback need is, and then because we don't know what next week will bring, if in fact the Browns can get a guy that they consider a starter, and they may very well find that guy in free agency. But when you think about the draft, and you think about the position they're in right now without a second-round pick, and we know that's Josh Gordon, and I'm fine with that. I'm fine with the investment in the receiver at that pick right now. But I can see a conceivable scenario of a trade down and then pick up a second-rounder, because I think there will be some teams, if in fact you decide that you can get your pass rusher from a fairly deep group in that lower portion of the first round, if you're really confident you could do that, then now maybe you pick up a second, and now that second becomes a corner.
Well, Vic, it's going to be interesting in the free agency period to see whether because I think at some of these positions it's going to be funny to see whether we decide to go young, or whether or not we decide to go with a veteran player, a player that we hope that we can get maybe 2 or 3 years out of to help this football team, and obviously that's going to depend a lot too of the direction that we go in. But in this draft, you hit it right on the head. There is some pass rushes out there.
Oh yeah.
I mean, there is a ton of pass rushes out there, and I think we can get one in the draft. But our need right now, obviously, again, if we're going to switch over to that 3-4, I think linebacker is going to be a pressing need on this football team. And obviously, we need a cornerback. Obviously, we need a tight end, and we need some other things. But we are going to fill those needs, or do our best to fill those needs, starting with the free agency.
Hanford Top Dog Dixon joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Revel Wireless. at Cam's Corner at 17472 Lorraine Avenue is where we are. If you want to come out and join us for the remainder of this show, we're here till the top of the hour broadcasting the first of several remotes that we are going to be doing from Revel locations. Love this partnership that we have with Revel. I can't go too far into the discussion about the fact you can't have a discussion about the secondary needs without bringing up what I mentioned earlier in the show about safety and the talk being, okay, you can make a legitimate case that that's an important area of need. What I'd like to know from you is when you see how the safety has been utilized in the 3-4 Dick LeBeau type of scheme, when you see, or in the Ravens type of scheme with Ed Reed, with Troy Polamalu in Pittsburgh, Reed in with the Ravens, other safeties that have played for Ray Horton or been around Ray Horton, how do you see that? How do you see a T.J. Ward translating to that type of role?
Man, it's funny you mention that because you're reading my mind.
I hope I can.
Yeah, you can.
There's other things I'm reading I don't want to mention on the air. But go ahead.
But, it's really scary because can't you see, and I know you could vision this just like I am, can't you see T.J. Ward? I think he's going to be perfect in the scheme of things.
Yeah.
I mean, can't you see him moving around, doing the things that Ed Reed, talk about Polamalu, making the plays that those guys made? Because T.J. Ward is the type of player where he would just throw his body around. He's fast enough and he's quick enough to make the anticipated moves as far as pass coverage, too, and make a lot of plays. I think now with this new defense that we're going to put in, I think you're going to see his production really shoot up through the roof.
It's interesting because two thoughts. One, every time you saw, and it didn't happen a lot, but in some of the games where the game plan that Dick Geron put together had him in a more aggressive role, had him blitzing, had him doing things near the line of scrimmage and active and involved, you noticed him. And you noticed him more than you did in other games. And I think, number one, that's where he seems to thrive. The other thing, I saw him the other day in the building. He had come by to pick something up and just briefly and didn't even take his coat off, but he did stop by and say hello, and we were talking. And when I brought up Ray Horton in this defense, he just looked at me, and he was beaming. He was beaming about it. He said, this is going to be, fun. This is going to be what we need. And I could just hear in his voice and in his enthusiasm, Hanford, that he's excited about having Ray Horton and what this defense is going to be all about.
Well, Vic, I've always liked T.J. Ward. I've always liked him. I've always said that he was an underrated player, a player that does not get the credit that he truly deserved on this football team. I think there's a lot of talent there. I think obviously he has had some problems staying healthy a little bit, but I think T.J. Ward, again, is going to really, really blossom this year. I think he's going to make a lot of plays, and I think, I honestly believe he's got the capability of being a player that makes just as many plays as a Polamalu and again, as an Ed Reed. Now, whether he is as good or become as good as those players,
yeah. I won't even go there.
It would be phenomenal.
Nice.
But
yeah.
I think he works hard enough.
Yeah.
He does the things that he's supposed to do to keep himself ready in order to be that type of player. And, again, it's going to be so exciting to watch him develop through the scheme of things and where they put him and what they try to do to him with this defense.
I won't invoke those names until you get into a discussion about I'm only invoking those names as a discussion about an example of what the role is, right? That rover, that type of thing that you see, they both do it, where the quarterback isn't so sure where they are, right? When he looks over at the line of scrimmage and you're not, this guy's line, he's not lined up at any traditional strong safety spot or any safety spot because he's not, he is technically a safety by position, but you can do that because you're moving other pieces and people in different spots. And that's what athletically you've got to have a guy who's big enough, because he's got to be stout enough to deal with the run, but he's got to be also quick enough, fast enough, aggressive enough, talented enough to make plays when you send him after the quarterback. He's got to at least be a disruptive guy.
Well, I'll say this real quick, too. I another thing is going to take on TJ's part. I mean, obviously, he studies a lot, but he's going to have to really, really, really jump on the film study in order to be that type of player. Let me give an example. For instance, you see a guy like a Palomalu. You see him line up, for instance, on the line of scrimmage,
okay.
And he'll see a particular play in his mind, getting ready. We call it play recognition.
Okay.
He'll see it start develop in his mind, and you'll see him. He'll turn his back to you, and he'll just run and rush to a spot on the field, and sure enough, that's where the play is going, and you see him make a play. I mean,
that's a great example.
See, those things come from...
You've got to study a lot of film.
Yes, you've got to study a lot of film, and he's up for the challenge.
Well, he's got to be. I mean, there is a point at which this is a defining season for him. This is a guy who's had two injury-shortened years, and it's a defining year for him to establish what he's about as a Cleveland Brown. And again... You know, this would have been true had there been no coaching change or no administrative change. The fact that there is even makes it more pressing for him to give them a sense, give the decision makers a sense. Here's what I'm all about. I think he's got to have a dynamic, great offseason and a great training camp.
And Mike, T.J. Ward really wants to prove himself.
Yep.
I mean, he really wants to prove himself. I mean, when I say this, I hope people don't take this the wrong way. I think it's the wrong way. T.J. Ward is not jealous of a Joe Hayden. T.J. Ward and Joe Hayden are the best of friends.
Oh, yeah.
They want to see each other do very, very well.
Right.
But T.J. is aware of all the press and all the recognition that Joe is getting, and he is not getting.
Yeah.
T.J. Ward is truly, he knows he's a good player, and he knows he's truly deserving of some of that recognition. So that's why he's up for the challenge. That's why he wants to show people that he can play in this league, too.
And I would add this, and tell me if I'm wrong on this. The addition of upgrading at corner, which this team needs to do, having another guy that you can say is, okay, you got Joe Hayden here, and you got another guy here that you can depend on, makes the safeties, makes Ward, makes whoever else is at safety, and there are safeties to be named who will be part of this. Maybe it'll be a Johnson Batamosi, but, you know, whatever, whoever it is and wherever they come from, they're better because corners are better, right?
And you're right, and let me say this. What we're going to see is we're going to see if we have shut down corners in this defense.
Yeah.
Because now the corners are going to be exposed.
Sure.
And what I mean by exposed, you're not going to have a safety in the hole back behind you. You are going to have to play man-to-man all by yourself, and that's exciting defense.
Hanford Top Dog Dixon joining us as we broadcast from the Revel Wireless Store here at Cam's Corner in West Park, 17472 Lorraine Avenue. If you want to come out for the remainder of this show, we've got a bunch of people here and would love to have you come join us. Come out and see what the folks at Revel have to offer as well. It's a tremendous partnership between this company and the Browns, enjoying it very much. And we've got more coming up for you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's auto show time, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199. That's right. Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
And all kinds of other tempting things. Take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, where double dipping is always encouraged. Get saucy with the new 1 pound of breaded boneless with 4 great lube sauces for a limited time.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Have you ever noticed how some companies offer great deals for their new customers while completely ignoring their loyal, longtime ones? At Alarm Force, we appreciate all of the 250,000 people we protect, and because of that, we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Call now and get no-charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
You know, some people think lawn care companies are all alike. They are not. Hi, gang, Riz here. Trust me, I've gone with four or five different lawn companies back in the day, and I found Weedman to be the best. 43 years of experience, and they're growing every year. Locally owned and operated, they are experts in customer service and will take care of every detail from growing the lawn you have always wanted. Certified technicians know Northeast Ohio lawns better than anyone, and now is the time to call them. 216-289-5446 or visit WeedmanUSA.com. The exclusive slow-release product is golf course quality. I'll tell you, my lawn has never looked better. Go with Weedman. Make memories on a Weedman lawn this year. Call 216-289-5446 or go to WeedmanUSA.com because lawn care is not all alike. Weedman.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're broadcasting from the Rebel Wireless location at Cam's Corner in West Park. Parents, prep your teens for football at the next level with the new Cleveland Browns Middle School Speed, Skill, and Strength Clinic. The two-day clinic on March 22nd and 23rd is designed for 13 and 14-year-olds and is only $50. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-891-5000 to sign up today. Back to your questions and comments from the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages and our email address, which is, of course, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Joe says it looks like Greg Jennings is going to need a team. All right. The Green Bay Packers wide receiver. He's what the Browns need, a leader who can not only spread the field, command the double team, break tackles, and gain yak, but he can make up all those clutch catches the Browns seem to drop. Perfect for Cleveland, and wants the Browns to pay the man. All right, Joe. Well, here's the thing. I hear you about Greg Jennings, and of the potential available receivers in the open market, he would be the guy I like the most, just based on not only his skill set, which is considerable, but I think it's also there's a stability thing. I think I like the way, you know, you hear this conversation about leadership, about someone who can be a good presence in a group that is young at wide receiver. He fits that bill probably as much and more so than any other guy I could think about coming in from a, you know, from the outside, from another club. The question becomes in Jennings' mind, though, does he want that type of role here? If other teams are pursuing him and he sees them as being closer to a Super Bowl run or something else, something he's been a part of, remember, what has he been part of in Green Bay? He's been part of an amazing offense. He's been part of something with Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, it's something that you just don't give up so easily to go to a younger club. All right, we've got more coming up for you. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are broadcasting from Rebel Wireless at Cam's Corner, 17472 Lorraine Avenue. Come on out. Hanford Top Dog Dixon is here. Chomps is here. We've got it all going on. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Auto Showtime and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio right now. Lease a new Focus or Fiesta for $139 a month. Your choice, Focus or Fiesta, only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like mobile deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen.
PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
See that dunk last night?
Yeah, you?
I got it on my phone.
I got it on mine.
Oh! I gotta post that!
Bam! Just did.
Oh!
Wish I could afford tickets to the next game, though.
Just bought mine, because Rebel saves me more. Oh!
Rebel Wireless brings you unlimited everything, so you can watch, share, and save with no contracts. Right now, purchase any smartphone and get a free month. Rebel, come save with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
Why having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm.
I want to buy these boots. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Kate, your discount double check saved you about $150. Enough to get them.
Hey, what about me? I don't have State Farm, but insurance gives me money.
Fiddly-doo, there's no boat for you.
Ooh, good luck with the leprechaun.
Really?
Kiss me.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. Find an agent at statefarm.com to help with unexpected savings. That's getting to a better state.
Eurozone debt concerns continue to drag on world markets.
Economists are keeping an anxious eye on China's growth.
Congress remains divided on what to do about the U.S. deficit.
I'm Brian Kurtz, branch manager for Baird Wealth Management in Cleveland. If Baird relied solely on the news for insights, the global marketplace might appear overwhelming. But Baird has professionals on the ground in three continents, giving us perspective beyond the headlines. We know the global investment landscape because we experience it firsthand every day. And Baird has been a trusted partner to Cleveland investors for more than 11 years, helping them identify and capitalize on opportunities around the world.
Discover the advantages of Baird's global perspective at BairdCleveland.com. That's BairdCleveland.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Are you tired of hearing the term guaranteed approval, guaranteed financing, or guaranteed credit? How about no hidden fees? Only to find out you need to win the lottery to be eligible for the so-called guarantee? Well, at Bob Gillingham Ford, the term guaranteed is what they refer to as to how you'll be treated. They guarantee you'll receive the three pillars of customer service: fair, honest, and open. That guarantee is the cornerstone that has allowed them to serve Northeast Ohio for over 56 years. Start your next car or truck buying experience at BobGillinghamFord.com. See their actual and true photographed inventory, like the stunning new 2013 Ford Fusion. From there, let them show you their guarantee of a truly great buying experience. Stop in and see them, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. That's BobGillinghamFord.com. They're looking forward to welcoming you to the home of the real deal, Bob Gillingham Ford.
We are nearing the close of what has been a very fun hour here at Rebel Wireless, the store in Cam's Corner, at Cam's Corner in Westlake. We've had Hanford Top Dog Dixon with us the entire time. He's got a headset back on. He's been signing autographs, posing for photographs, and sharing football knowledge. You're a multitasker, man.
Well, partner, you know I wouldn't miss it with you. I mean, you and I, and especially whenever we get here, we get a chance to come here at Rebel and use our wireless foam. It's just outstanding.
Yes, you got a new one today. I've been working with a Samsung Galaxy S, and it's been, of course, from Rebel Wireless. Great service, and again, we encourage everybody to look into Rebel service because it's been no contracts. That's the biggest selling point they got going for them. Hey, I want to ask you this because I'm going to this question, and then I want to get your thoughts. Jason from Facebook says he wants the Browns to look into trading Colt McCoy, wants them to keep Brandon Whedon. I think the keeping Whedon part is safe to say that's done. What about the idea of trading Colt?
Yeah, I agree with you with the Whedon part because obviously that's a no-brainer. I mean, a lot of people fail to realize, I mean, Whedon is still, well, last year he was a rookie.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's just going to see the field so much different this year. Colt McCoy, I mean, that's going to be a little bit hard. No disrespect to Colt. I love him. I like him. He's a great, great kid.
Yes.
But, you know, I just don't think we can get anything for him, Vic. I mean, that's just my honest opinion, but, you know, who knows? You know, it depends on what we do as far as another quarterback. I mean, if we don't do anything else, obviously we need to keep Colt McCoy around because you never know. I mean, in this league, a quarterback goes – they really go down a lot,
right,
I mean, with all these big hits. So.
No, you definitely have to have depth at the position.
But going into this season, I mean, Brandon Wheaton, I would like to see him get the shot at being the quarterback of this football team.
And I think he gets a legitimate one. I think there is really a sense that he can respond to what they're going to, you know, do coaching-wise. Let me run this one by you. Bobby from Facebook says maybe Cleveland management should be watching the Pro Bowl. And he says open your eyes and see Josh Cribbs. He has some fight left in the tank. I mean, as we get closer and closer to this free agency period, his contract being up, Phil Dawson being up, this is one of the guys that, you know, you don't know what comes around the corner on this, but I think there's a fair chance to say that they'll part ways with Josh, despite the fact that I know he's popular. People love him.
Well, yeah, but, you know, again, I know Josh wanted to restructure his contract, but I just don't think that's going to be enough. I mean, obviously, I like him, too. I think he's a great asset, not only to the community, but to this football team. And I like to see him stick around. Hopefully, they can work it out, but, again, I don't see it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very, very tough to handle and just going forward. Not about the money. It's about the value. Is he worth a contract? Hey, we want to thank Hanford Dixon for being part of the show.
What about Rebel?
We want to thank, well, of course, from Rebel, but Pat Stack. And we want to thank Kayla Lockhart and Chris Kuhn. We want to thank Rob Valentine from Rebel and also Jane Passantino from Rebel. All the Rebel staff here. Chomps, our producer, TJ Zuppe, enjoyed it very much. And we will talk to you again on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.